Hello and welcome to another live episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, coming to you from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. I am your Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley, and today we've got a juicy one. We've got a good, this is going to be a good one, right? Like this is the stuff that I like. Okay, so today we're talking about the Celle Neues Rathaus. I don't speak German. I had to look that up to see the pronunciation, and I know that I butchered it, but it's the Celle Neues Rathaus. This was a story that kind of came via one of our avid listeners, watchers, Daniel Hall, who's in Pennsylvania. He sent me a TikTok that touched on this subject, and I have to tell you that the TikTok was like, it was interesting, right? It was interesting. It caught my attention, but it didn't give me any information. Like, it was nothing like what I was expecting. I didn't expect to find what I found after I started looking into it. So this is cool, right? Okay, so the Celle Neues Rathaus, right, which is the translates to the new town hall in Celle's, Germany. So this giant red brick Gothic building was built under the Prussian government. It started in 1869. It was finished in 1872, and it was initially built to house the 2nd Hanover Infantry Regiment number 77, so military barracks. The building was 300 rooms. It could accommodate up to 1,200 soldiers and further accommodate 200 officers. There are 5 additional underground levels, which enhanced the capacity of the 10-story building. So originally, again, the Hanover Infantry Regiment number 77 was there. Then after 1919, the Reichswehr, or the Realm Defense, moved in, followed by the Wehrmacht in the 1930s. Up until that point, it's just a building, right? It's just the new town hall, right? World War II. So Hitler's rise to power, the militarization of Germany, the Rathaus evolves into a military headquarters for the SS. So it's taken over by the Nazis, and up until World War II, again, it's just this kind of beautiful Gothic building. However, it isn't until after World War II when the site becomes occupied by Allied soldiers that the weirdness begins. Right, and I put it out there. It's a dark and damaging history of this building, right? Dark because of what is discovered here, damaging because of the effects of what was discovered. So let's dig into this, right? So, I apologize for looking down at my notes, but there's a lot here. So when the English and American forces made their final push through Germany, they discovered that the Nazis were hiding, stolen treasures, artworks, and they had this kind of bad habit of placing them into buildings, bunkers, and then flooding them, right? So using large bodies of water to basically hide the evidence. And so when they came to the Celle Neues Rathaus, right, the new town hall, they found that the lower levels were flooded and sealed with concrete. So, of course, thinking there could be artworks and things hidden in the basement of this structure or in the lower levels of this structure, the commanding officer of the site, Lieutenant General Brian Horrocks, ordered a dive expedition to investigate the lower levels. Right? So on April 15th, 1945, there were 3 divers that were sent down at 3 separate points, each of them tethered to a line. And after 30 minutes, only one diver would return. The other two would be lost forever. And the sole survivor, who was part of the original U.S. Navy dive team, was the only one to resurface. And his experience, what he said he saw. Right. So let's get into that. So and this is the dark history part. So upon entering the subterranean complex, the diver claimed that he saw many sigils etched into the walls of the first and second floors. These included pentagrams and other pagan occult symbols. And if that wasn't foreboding enough, reports also indicated that when he swam into the third floor, the diver came across mutilated bodies strapped to chairs. The state of the corpses was unlike anything that he had ever seen before. He saw vivisected navels, missing limbs, and perhaps most horrifically, animal appendages attached to them. Specifically, many bodies featured the heads of goats sewn or grafted onto human bodies. All right, so when he finally emerged, he was ranting and raving like a madman. It took forever to get him to calm down. They had to sedate him. Now, this man is an experienced diver. U.S. Navy dive team at the time, one of very few, was, you know, one of the most experienced divers in the world, right? And so he told the onlookers that in the murky water, it seemed as if the mutilated bodies were moving, that they were writhing in their chairs and trying to get out. He also claimed that there was a dark form that chased him through the water as he was ascending. And after this, the diver never went back in the water. He stopped diving, refused to dive ever again. He, right after this experience, he took a medical discharge from the Navy and never dived again. As I said, the two other divers, their bodies were never recovered. The lines that they were tethered to went slack, and that was it. That's all she wrote. So a few days after this, the rest of the British Army arrived to formally occupy the zone. And on April 21st, almost a week later, the Rod House was handed over to the British Army, and Horrocks was relieved of his post, and the subterranean levels were then resealed with concrete. Now, it is, that's a lot to take in, right? So there are these stories that the Nazis were playing with the occult, and there are stories of Hitler having the Spear of Destiny, and that they were looking at perhaps paranormal ways of winning this war, of taking over the world. And this seems to kind of play into that story a little bit. So, again, there's undeniable evidence that the Nazis at Rod House made a concerted effort to hide and potentially destroy evidence. The pagan and the satanic rituals, you know, that's not normal military operations. And the presence of human remains on those lower floors was a cause for concern. So now people think that these mutilated remains, experimentation and the grafting of animal parts to human bodies, practitioners of the occult often claim that these things are done for the summoning or configuration of a dark spirit. It's said that the mutilation of a host body can make the transition for the spirit easier. Essentially, the wound inflicted allows for the conjuration to possess or enter the body with less resistance. A healthy body is a solid vessel. It's a little harder to get into. And so by brutalizing or mutilating the body, it allows for that possession to happen a little easier. When Selle was liberated after World War II, the Rod House served as rotating barracks for Allied units moving through Germany and for those stationed in the Selle region. due to the devastation in Germany, there were almost 11 million people displaced in that region, and the Rathaus took in a lot of those people, so it was also a bit of a refugee camp as well. English and American forces would remain in Germany throughout the Cold War. And during that time, the Celle-Neuss Rathaus became permanent NATO barracks. So soldiers from around the world were posted here, and there started to be some crazy reports, right? Soldiers reported a lot of paranormal phenomena at this site. There was an English infantryman named Stephen Daly who said that his first night in the barracks, he awoke to the sounds and silhouettes of a formation of men marching past his window. That's not unusual because there were, you know, it's kind of a regular event. NATO patrols roved all over the base. However, his floor was on the second level and his window was 10 feet off the ground. Daly then went on to serve another 4 years at Celle and experienced a number of bizarre occurrences during his time in the barracks. In fact, a lot of the soldiers would come back to their immaculately clean rooms to find that their belongings had been scattered and the room had been turned into a mess. That was an ordinary occurrence for them. They would hear the sound of jackboots in empty hallways on the parade ground when most of the forces were on leave. They would hear marching, sounds of hushed German voices in empty rooms. There was a private named Martin Fox. He had a far more dramatic event. He awoke abruptly one night to find that his bed was levitating 8 feet off the ground. And when he realized that it wasn't a prank, he panicked. The bed came crashing down with a great racket. There was a sergeant major who was out on the grounds one evening and watched a ghostly form of a German panzer column move along a road next to him in complete silence. The sightings of shadowy figures in hallways and around corners. There were soldiers who have reported seeing these dark figures literally at the foot of their beds at night. And, of course, in higher levels of the Rathaus, rooms had pentagrams and odd symbols etched into the floors and walls, reminiscent of what the diver said that he saw downstairs. And, of course, these eerie stories spread like wildfire among the soldiers. And it became almost a fraternity prank. They would dare new recruits to stay up all night in these rooms with these sigils. And purportedly, some of the men, these new recruits who stayed alone in those rooms, would then commit suicide not long after. So looking into that a little further, suicide rates are extremely high. I mean, really high for military men who are stationed overseas. I didn't realize. However, official documents noted that during the 1980s at the barracks at Celle-Neuss Rathaus, that there was an unexplainable spike in medical discharges, many of these resulting from psychological evaluations that determined that the men were depressed, schizophrenic, or suffering from extreme acute anxiety conditions. One medical examiner recorded that, quote unquote, there seems to be a dark, oppressive atmosphere over this site. Now, undoubtedly, all of this sounds a little unbelievable. Of course, people have tried to explain away the diver's experience, saying that the diver was fatigued. He had been, you know, these divers were searching and scouring large bodies of water for art and treasures and things that were hidden by the Nazis. And that by the time they get to Rathaus, it's claustrophobic. The other two divers became trapped somewhere and couldn't get back. and that perhaps this diver was ascending too quickly and the carbon dioxide in his blood became poisonous. It's a process called nitrogen narcosis, basically called the bends. So it comes from ascending too quickly. However, the diver didn't experience any of the other side effects or harmful effects of suffering from this disorder. So now some people say that the site, the geographical region of Sella is cursed. And that is because of something known as the Sella Massacre. Sella, it was near the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. And in the process of transporting captives to this camp, the Nazis would have to change lines at Sella. And on April 8th, 1945, about 3,500 captives meant for the concentration camp died in Sella on their way when an Allied air raid bombed an ammunition train that was next to a train full of people headed to the concentration camp. A great number of people, of the captives, died in the bombing. However, the surviving captives fled into the town or woods, and the SS opened fire. Many of the people who exited into the woods were hunted like animals and killed. And that is a very tragic story that comes just from the city of Sella itself, and could, in fact, have some effect on the energy at the Sella Neues Rathaus. It still does not, or maybe it does, explain the incredibly high amount of the high number of suicides committed at these barracks. I keep coming back to the idea of that these guys, right? They've been fighting World War II. Just they're fatigued. The war is over. They're at these barracks. They want it to be done, and now they're basically it's kind of psychological torture. Now, whatever happened on the lower levels of the Sella Neues Rathaus, whatever this diver saw, there's only one real way to verify if that was real, and that is to unseal the floors and send another dive expedition into the flooded basement. And strangely enough, at least on record, that is an action that has never been undertaken by any of the forces who now occupy the site. The subterranean levels remain sealed and flooded, so we may never know what really happened or what's really hidden in those lower five levels. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Danny, for sending me that TikTok. And if you have a story idea or something you want us to look into for a future Minuteman report, please email me at reportminuteman@gmail.com. And don't forget, there are always three opportunities each week to find Truth Be Told content. There's me, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Always got little short bites for you. Wednesdays, Bonnie Burkert is here with Truth Be Told Transformation. That's all the metaphysical and kind of spiritual stuff. Again, at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 Eastern. And the original Truth Be Told with Tony Sweet, Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And I don't know what that is, Central. I feel like I should be saying something Central, but I don't know what it is. And so three times each week that you get some Truth Be Told content. And feel free to join us online right? Check it out, www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. Click the shop button and you can find some really cool gift items. And yeah, until next week, this is your Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley, signing off. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.